Another episode of the Matt and Fiona Show. Thank you so much for joining us. We are extremely glad that you're here. As always, follow, subscribe, like, share, whatever else there is to do with
comment.
Comment. Yeah, sure. You can do that on all the social channels or on our YouTube page and our other social channels, I guess.
Sure.
Yeah, we'll do that.
They got it.
Then do they?
Yes.
Maybe.
I'm all going right. with yes.
Cool.
All right. We are going to jump right in, and I'm going to let you start.
Okay. This kind of is a spinoff, really, of what we did last week. Last week, we talked about learn, don't dwell. And we talked about the fact that sometimes when we dwell on things, it prevents us from moving forward. Sometimes we dwell, you know, momentarily for minute or hours or, you know, part of a day. And sometimes that dwelling can continue on for longer periods of time. And we're all prone to making mistakes. It happens. But instead of dwelling on the mistakes we make, what we need to do is...
Keep going.
Okay. Is learn from those mistakes and take advantage of them because, I mean, it's inevitable. We're going to make mistakes. But taking that dwelling aspect, I guess, is kind of where this came up. And what I think really sparked it is Pastor was preaching on Wednesday, and through what he was preaching on, one of the things that came up is offense and the fact that there are people who get offended by what somebody says to them in church, and they dwell on that, and instead of...
It festers.
Yeah, it festers, and instead of finding forgiveness or trying to find a resolution, they dwell on it to the point of... They allow it to hurt them so bad that they walk away from church.
Oh, yeah.
And we see it all too often. And many times, not only do they, I mean, people may leave a church, but a lot of times what happens is people leave the faith. People walk away from Christianity. They don't just walk away from their church. They walk away from God. And that is a very painful thing. And I mean... If you may be one of those people, or if you're not and you are a strong believer, you know somebody who is one of those people who got their feelings hurt, who got offended by what somebody said, and because of it, without seeking forgiveness or without finding forgiveness for that person, they've allowed it to create such a root of pain and hurt inside of them that in the long run of it, they wound up hurting themselves by walking away from God and walking away from church, period. And not to say that that's an easy thing to rectify, but I think the challenge was in listening when I was listening to Pastor. Do you have something to say?
Oh, I have many things, but continue.
Okay. Is... The person who usually does the hurting, as we had said last week, doesn't even know that they've done the hurting. So when somebody does walk away from church because of something somebody's said, I mean, sometimes, honestly, it can even be the pastor. The person that is hurt by it is that person that leaves. We've all been hurt by people. I mean, in every vein of life. It's part of living.
No, it only happens at church.
No, really? No. Okay, news to me.
Yep.
I must be the oddball out then.
A story as old as time. Lots of thoughts.
Yeah, anyway. But no, just in kind of spinning off what our pastor had said this week and spinning off of what we were talking about last week, it just sparked some conversation about when people do leave church because of being offended by somebody... They hurt themselves, and we shouldn't be going to church because of other people.
No.
We shouldn't be, we're believers because we believe in Jesus Christ. We're Christians because we believe in Jesus Christ. We go to church because of our relationship with him. And so oftentimes when situations like that, people focus on people instead of focusing on Jesus.
Well, excuse me. I think that So there's a lot of things that come out of this conversation.
Yes.
One, you should never, obviously, this should be obvious to everyone, you should never go out of your way to hurt someone.
Right.
Be mean, be rude, say hurtful things.
Right.
And yet, there are a lot of people who,
yes,
it's a sport to them. They enjoy it.
Yes.
Now, that aside, because that mm-hmm. should be common sense, that should make sense to everyone.
Right.
That being said, having your feelings hurt is not localized to church as much as I just made the joke about it.
Right, right.
And this is my frustration with this conversation or with this topic is I know a variety of people who have been hurt by people in the church, who have been hurt by a leader, a pastor, sometimes it's a valid complaint.
Right.
Quite often it's not.
Right.
Heck, we've had people leave the church because someone sat in their seat and we don't have assigned seating.
Right.
They just decided that that was their seat.
Yeah.
And thus when a newcomer came and sat in their seat, we've had people in, long-standing members who have literally gone up to a visitor and asked them to move because they were in their seat. It's funny as heck to watch from the back.
Don't do it.
Stop it.
Don't do it.
My issue with the large part of this conversation is that we as a people in general, society, but specifically as church people,
we're going big.
Yeah.
Mm.
We really just have to grow up.
Oh, it's true.
Like the pettiness, the whininess, the, oh my gosh, they said something.
The whining,
mean.
Yeah.
I'm incredibly tired of
that. Yeah. Yeah.
As I get on my soapbox for a minute. But I want you to contrast every other aspect of your life mm-hmm. and see if the way you treat church and the standard to which you hold your local church
right.
is up to the same standard that you hold every other place that you frequent.
Yeah.
Now, I will give you the caveat that we should be able to expect more from church and from church people. But the key word in that statement is people.
Mm.
People are people.
Yeah.
People are awesome and people are annoying. And everything in between.
Yep.
So yes, should we be able to hold the church, the body of Christ, church members, church
family,
people
yep.
to a higher standard? Sure. But let's at least just hold them to the same standard that you hold every other venue that you ever go into. So in my world, I go to a handful of places.
Right.
On a semi-regular basis. I go to the gas station.
Oh, yeah.
I go to Home Depot.
Uh-huh.
I go to the grocery store. That's... and I go to church. And obviously job sites and da-da-da-da-da. But that is literally like, those are the three places I go.
Right.
I don't technically have to usually talk to anyone at the gas station. But the gas station takes my money all the time.
Oh.
And this week, because I've been working out of town and I've been at the gas station every day this week, I don't get on the phone to you after I've filled up the truck and go,
that
stinking gas bar
money.
Took my money again. And all they did was give me some gas, which I realize is not the joke or the conversation we're having, but it plays.
Just a side note. No.
Yeah, there's a little sidebar.
Sidebar.
But I'm in Home Depot all the time.
Mm-hmm.
There are a variety of people. And honestly, minus the chairs, it's very similar to church. Okay?
Okay.
There's typically someone who greets me as I walk in the door. There's multiple people walking around who ask if I need help or if I need directions.
Okay.
And there's people that take my money. And then there's a whole bunch of other people that are in the store at the same time.
Right.
Right? Again, I've been in Home Depot minus Monday every day this week.
Right.
Right? So 3 out of the 4 days so far this week,
yep,
I've been in Home Depot.
Yep.
I've only been greeted half the time. Even though there was a greeter there.
Okay.
I didn't stop and say, screw it. I'm just going to Lowe's. Well, we don't have Lowe's anymore. Rona. Which is like Lowe's, a worse version of Lowe's, which is a worse version than Home Depot. But no one, you know, I didn't walk out and go back to my truck and stew and post to Instagram about how bad that church is or that Home Depot location is.
Right.
Because God forbid they didn't greet me as I walked in the door. I then went and looked for stuff that I needed, put in my cart. I didn't complain that the cart was dirty and somebody left garbage in it. I just took the garbage and put it in the garbage can. Happened this morning.
Okay.
Went around, found what I needed. I had a couple people ask if I needed help. I said no. Didn't say I know more than them, even though with two of the three, it was true.
There's a lot of parallels.
That's
here.
A joke. Yeah, that one's fun.
Mm-hmm.
But again, went and checked out.
Yep.
One of the guys that I know, we went back and forth. Believe it or not, we made a joke or two. And I left. Got the truck.
Yeah.
I didn't complain that they overcharged me. I didn't complain that their stuff was so expensive. I didn't complain that it wasn't clean. I didn't, not that I went to the bathroom there, but I don't complain if the bathrooms aren't like super fancy or clean, or like they're not normally not clean, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All of these things, right? You can make the same comparison to Walmart, to Target, to the grocery store, to the bank.
Yep.
You can say it about, gosh, the sporting events you went to where some guy spilled beer on you because he got excited when somebody scored a goal or hit a home run or whatever other sport you watch.
Right.
Right? You don't get all fussy. You don't get all whiny about stuff. Unless someone sits in your seat at a sporting event. That one I get. But assigned seating, it's different.
Yes.
All of these places in our lives that we go and we deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if they don't greet you when you walk in to Home Depot or Walmart, do you go find a manager and complain? No.
I'm sure there's people.
I'm sure there's one or two, and those people are terrible humans.
But on the whole, no, you're right.
You don't complain.
Well, it's even...
You just deal with it.
And it's also, you know, the same thing. You know, you go to a restaurant and you really like the restaurant. Mm-hmm. You have terrible service one night. You like the restaurant. You're going to go back. You don't have a great meal.
And you might... Restaurants are a dangerous subject.
Yes, they are. I was being very gentle with it.
If you are a normal human, and yes, I'm calling anyone out who's not. If you're a normal human and you have terrible service, and I mean like terrible, you will find a manager and you will take them aside and you will just explain to them the situation.
Right.
And if you're one of those people who not only pulls a manager aside, or sorry, not only calls for the manager to come to your table, but you make a loud stink and demand a discount, you suck. Don't do that. Sorry, that's a massive pet peeve.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I mean, I was
back to the topic.
Yeah, back to the topic.
Back to the topic, though, before I get in trouble for that one. We go through all these things in life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where something doesn't live up to whatever expectation we have. Where someone says something mean to us or someone bumps us in line or whatever, you don't turn your back on that
right
location or that environment typically, right?
Yep.
Your average person does not, if someone bumps into them in Home Depot, does not say, I'm never going to Home Depot again.
Right.
Those people are frauds. They say they're nice and they're not. Right?
Right.
If you're in there and you need help and you find one of the people in the orange aprons and you say, hey, can you help me? And they say, just a second, I'm dealing with someone else at the moment. I'll be with you in a minute. You don't stomp your feet and run away and post all over the Facebook page of your local Home Depot about how bad the service is. So why do you feel the need to do that to your church or a church? I was traveling, and this goes, gosh, probably 10 years ago. I was in Atlanta for a conference.
Okay.
And it was, I think it was a Thursday to Sunday. Or sorry, no, it was a Thursday to Saturday conference.
Okay.
But because of the flights, I couldn't fly out till Sunday late afternoon. So I decided I was going to go check out this massive church in Atlanta.
Right.
That's known for, like, they literally wrote a book on first impressions and all of these things.
Right.
And how great the church is for, like, first-time visitors as an experience. And it was a really cool church. My personal experience as a first-time visitor to that church was terrible. One person at the front door said hi to me as I walked in. No one else talked to me or acknowledged my presence the entire time I was there.
Yeah.
It was brutal. In comparison to whatever.
Right.
I didn't make a big deal about it because I don't care.
Right.
It was a cool church experience. It was fun. They had great lights.
Well, you didn't go to, you know, find your best friend.
No.
So.
I'm continually baffled about the way in which and how sensitive church people seem to be.
So, you know, you say all this. I'm just going to, real quick. But
I don't know what any of that was.
So funny.
If you're just listening, she like twirled her finger and pointed it down.
Anyway, people in every area of life are going to do you wrong. We're people. Even the nicest people who don't mean anything bad have the potential to say something that bothers you, hurts you, offends you, disappoints you, disagrees with what you disagree with. It's just, it's the fact of life, and it's no different outside the church versus inside the church. But again, as I said earlier, we shouldn't be, okay, now let me say this.
Yeah, say this.
Okay. It is awesome to have friends at church and to have, you know, a church family that you enjoy spending time with and that you look forward to seeing. Yes, I get that. It is a place that you can build relationships with people who obviously have the similar interests with you. You don't want to be unevenly yoked. So as a believer, you want to be friends with most likely people in your church. You want to have relationships with people in your church because you live the same type of life. So I get that. But your sole purpose for going to church should not be the people. Your reason for going to church should be Jesus. And when you go to church with your sole purpose being your relationship with Jesus, if God is for you, no one can be against you. Right? So why do you allow what other people have done to you to come against you when in reality, all it winds up doing is taking you away from Jesus? Which should be your sole purpose for going to church? Everything we do is for Him. And when we go to church, we're not going to church even for our pastor. We're not going to church. So yes, we have to be submitted to our pastor. Yes, there's certain protocol. I get all that. But we go because of our relationship with Jesus. We go to build a relationship with Jesus. We go to learn about Jesus. We go to strengthen our walk and so on and so forth. people are going to disappoint us. And there's no getting around that. But what happens is we've seen it time and time again where people get deceived, where their hurt is so, and you know what? Maybe that church, for whatever reason that you've dealt with, maybe the church did something wrong. Because it happens. But why does your...
What does your Christianity hinge on that?
Yes.
And again, I'll put the minor caveat of there are certain situations where, yes, you should leave that church.
Right.
But those are an extreme rarity, right? The majority of people that leave churches over the silliest little things.
Yeah.
Right? It's not the big, massive.
No, it's the small.
You know, headline grabbing things.
No, it's the small things that become, you know, the molehill that becomes, that. What is it? The phrase, like the molehill that becomes a mountain. That's the phrase, but I always screw those phrases up. But you know what I mean.
Making a mountain out of a molehill.
Making a mountain out of a molehill.
There you go.
That's the one. Okay. So often people make a mountain out of a molehill.
Well, and again, what continually bothers me is that, to that point, people can't look past that little minor offense.
Yep.
And like Colossians 3:13 says, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you must do also. But above these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Every time somebody complains to me about, and again, because we're in a position of leadership in our church, people complain to us all the time. And every time somebody brings something up that somebody said or somebody did or whatever, and they're annoyed, I want to look at the complainantee. The complainer, complaintee, sure. And kind of just give them a shake and say, okay, cool. Are you going to be okay? Like,
right.
Like, is it that bad? Like, are you sure? Are you positive? Okay.
Well,
you have been heard. Now go on with your day.
You know, again, back to it, I don't want to belabor, but I'm going to. Why would you allow your, because you said that word hinge. Why would you allow your eternity to hinge on what somebody else said or did?
What?
There's, we need to learn how to recognize that people will disappoint. Jesus never will. And when you allow your eternity to hinge on people.
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to recognizing that your eternity hinges on Jesus. If your church has done you so wrong, again, so many times it is the minor little things, and it not only takes you out from the church, it takes you away from Jesus. Jesus never hurt you. Never. All he ever did was come to save you. All he ever did was love you. All he ever did was lay down his life so that you could have a life full of abundancy. That's all he ever did. So don't allow what people did to you, what was said to you, take away everything that Jesus Christ did for you. And when you walk away from the church because of people, you're hurting yourself and you've destroyed what Jesus came to give you. And I think that's where all of that came for me when Pastor was talking about on Thursday or on Wednesday.
Is that how little your Christianity is to you? Right?
Yeah.
That one person saying some ridiculous thing.
Yep.
Because again, quite often, at least in all the stories that I've heard, the majority of them, the vast majority of them, is some innocuous thing that means nothing.
mm-hmm.
that all of a sudden has pulled you out of church.
Yep.
And like, I have a really good friend, actually in the state of Georgia. And he's a good Christian.
Okay.
But he doesn't go to church. And he refuses to go to church because he's been in a church where he was, quote unquote, hurt.
Right.
And his kids were, quote unquote, hurt. And I know the story and I know the situation. And it wasn't something that...
Let me ask you, can I just real quick?
Sure.
Have you ever been hurt by people in church?
Me?
Just asking.
No. But I have no feelings.
Sarcasm.
Again, the bottom line is, if your relationship with Jesus hinges on, and your church attendance hinges on what someone else may say to you,
then your relationship is not with Jesus. Sorry.
Continue. It's incredibly weak.
Yeah.
And I want to encourage you
mm-hmm.
to dig a little deeper.
Right.
Because through all the red letters, all Jesus does anytime offense, quote unquote, comes up, is he tells you to turn the other cheek, to forgive your brother, to take care of your brother, even when they've wronged you.
Yep.
So if your church attendance, if your relationship hinges on all of these other little external things,
yep.
then as you said, your relationship is not with him.
Mm-hmm.
You might think it is, but you're overlooking some of the basic principles that he teaches.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
There are great examples over, not only in the Bible, but from, you know, all of our fathers in the faith.
Mm-hmm.
About repentance, about forgiveness, about all this stuff. I've got a laundry list. We don't have time on this show over a variety of episodes to cover things that have occurred to me, around me, whatever.
Right.
I've been a pastor's kid for, gosh, my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a laundry list if I wanted to pull it up.
Right.
None of that affects my walk.
Right.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean there's times where I'm not disappointed or hurt.
Yes, because you're human.
But it doesn't affect my walk.
You're not going to allow what people do to you pull you away from what Jesus did for you.
No, not at all. So I think we just want to encourage you.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this, watching this, if you've been hurt or if you're being hurt, one, toughen up a little bit. Two.
He's real sensitive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Two, forgive them and move on.
Yeah.
Right? And if someone is continually saying things that hurt you, stop hanging around them.
You know,
sit on the other side of the church.
Or speak to them.
Yeah.
See what's going on. They may not even realize.
They likely don't.
But and again, all of this, we've always said this, we've wanted to do this to be.
Do you want a verse for that one?
Do you have a
verse? I do.
Oh, go for it. Do it.
I'm all prepared today.
Okay, he was.
Matthew, what a great book. Matthew 18:15. Moreover, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. That is the key right there.
Mm.
Him alone. Don't go tell everybody. Don't put it on Facebook. Don't put it on blast. Go tell him and him alone. If he hears you, you've gained a brother.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what I keep coming back to.
Well, and it continues on to say that if you can't resolve it there.
Do you want more?
Go to the elders.
Yeah.
But again.
Yeah, bring two more.
Yeah, yes.
If you If your brother still doesn't hear you, then take it to the elders of the church.
But there's a process to do it, mm-hmm. right? Like the Bible clearly lays out what you're supposed to do in these situations because it's going to happen because yep. we are human beings. But it never says walk away from church and walk away from Jesus because he doesn't love you anymore. That's what yeah. it does not say. So again, whether you've been hurt or are dealing with hurt,
mm-hmm.
remember that people are people, are people, are people, are people. Some of them are painful. I get it. But Jesus isn't. And the sole purpose for even just going to church,
mm-hmm.
find a good church, find a good pastor, ask God for wisdom in that, right? I mean, he's got a place for you. You're his kid. He's got a place for you. But Jesus never hurts you. So don't ever mistake what people have done for you for something that your Savior has done.
And there we go.
Yes.
I'm wrapping it there before you keep going.
Okay, I'm done.
You sure? Cool. All right. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, like, share, follow, subscribe, all that jazz. And then we'll see you next week for another episode of The Matt and Fiona Show. Thanks for coming. We'll see you soon.
All right. Bye now.